Radical Empathy, A Continuous Score, Act 8, The Mixtapes, is a 60-minute public sonic action brought to you by PDA.
What is radical empathy? Radical empathy, it disrupts entitlement. It's about reviewing internalized stories and the expectation to be treated in certain ways. It's the disruption that excites us. Radical empathy, it's something unruly and out of control, disrupting who I am and how I know who I am. It's not about feeling what someone else is feeling, but being open to imagine other perspectives and experiences. It's the power of imagination that pushes us. Radical empathy. It's bodies assembling together, the spaces in between, over and around us. It's raised fists, open hands, arms linked, high fives, fist bumps, arms around each other, backs to back, a pyramid of bodies with soft and loud voices. It's the physical reality that daunts us. Radical empathy. It's being humble enough to recognize the difference between ideological discomfort and visceral terror. It's the humility that challenges us. Radical empathy. It's about being comfortable dealing with the uncomfortable and to deal with our beliefs, not only as a theory, not only as an emotion, but as a code of conduct towards justice. It's the outrage towards injustice that motivates us. Radical empathy. It's the insistent hope that is checked by criticality without falling into cynicism. It's the complexity that confounds us. Radical empathy. It's about facing up to the mechanisms of silence that comes with normalization of fascism and knowing that we can continue to be vigilant when we are afraid, just like we know we will be vigilant even when we are tired. It's the responsibility that fatigues us. Radical empathy. It's about being realistic to the conditions of oppression that surrounds us, the harsh light of judgment that immobilizes us, and how a lack of self-care can deplete us. It's the vulnerability of it that scares us. Radical empathy. It's working to understand someone else's experience as they are feeling it, and not as how we imagine we would feel in their position. It's the earnesty of it that embarrasses us. Radical empathy. It's not knowing exactly how. It's not a quick fix. It's not a tried and tested solution, but it's a call to action. It's the potential of it that excites us. It's the urgency of it that drives the need for radical empathy for us.
Thank you. call 311. The mayor is citywide homeless. Para español, estacion 8. Please listen to this message in its entirety. To better serve you, our menu options have recently changed. For the COVID-19 coronavirus hotline, press the pound sign. For police non-emergencies, press 1. For the parking meter repair hotline, press 2. For DMV-related questions and services, press 3. For the Department of... Thank you for calling 311. We can help with your DMV questions. Our menu options have recently changed, so please listen to this message in its entirety. If you need to process a transaction that requires payment, please go to dmv.dc.gov and refer to online services. Please remain on the line for helpful information regarding DMV services and requirements. Please note that if at any time you wish to hear an option again, please press 9. For all ticket information, please press 1. For driver's license, identification information, and limited purpose credential information, please press 2. For vehicle option 2, driver's licenses, identification information, and limited purpose identification information, please listen to this message in its entirety as our menu options have changed. For real ID credentials, please press 1. For limited purpose credentials, please press 2. For driver's license fees, please press 3. Option 2. Driver's licenses, identification information, and limited purpose identification information. Please listen to this message in its entirety as our menu options have changed.
Customer service.
For real ID credentials, please press 1. For limited purpose credentials, please press 2. For driver's license fees, please press 3.
1.
Option 1. Real ID credentials. Effective May 1st, 2014, the District of Columbia began issuing a real ID credential and a limited purpose credential. A real ID credential requires a one-time revalidation of source documents when changing your address, obtaining, renewing, or requesting a duplicate change of address for your driver's license or identification.
Customer service. No! No! Why did you hang up? Why? Come back. I hate phone calling machines. Fucker.
No need for splaining. Announcement against mansplaining, whitesplaining, heterosplaining. This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA. The dictionary defines mansplaining as the explanation of something by a man, typically to a woman, in a manner regarded as condescending or patronizing. It usually begins with interrupting someone when they are speaking, falsely accusing them of overreaction, and assuming they know more about the subject than the other person. Studies show that men dominate 75% of conversations in decision-making groups. And there are over 35,000 posts about mansplaining on Instagram alone. All of this attests to how widespread this issue is for so many women, especially women of color, queer women, trans women, women with disabilities, and etc. Most probably, you won't think this public service announcement is about you, and that it's preaching to the converted, and that you could have written this better, funnier, and more effectively. If you felt any of this in the course of listening to this announcement, check yourself. Check your ego for any bumps or bruises. Frequent checking of yourself can help prevent the mansplaining epidemic that's been decimating populations for the past 2,000 years.
It's not just for chest, but it's really important to learn the proper form. Okay, so Corey's going to come down. His hands are going to be just about a little bit, right around shoulder width apart, maybe a little bit wider. Notice how his body is perfectly flat. You don't want your hips to sag down. You don't want your hips to be too high. It should just be a really nice straight line. And then when Corey goes down, he's going to go down in a perfectly plank position, totally flat. And when he pushes up, he's going to go straight back to that starting position. There's no curving or anything. Everything stays perfectly flat. So Corey, go ahead and do a couple. Just watch. His form is perfectly straight. His core is tight. He's pushing up straight. There's no movement from the shoulders. Everything just stays solid.
Welcome to Everything Just Stays Solid. Or does it?
The police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Christian Cooper in Central Park, the Evergreen news story, food as radical empathy, Japanese not weed, Crip Camp, a disability revolution, people of color being disproportionately affected by coronavirus. Survival documentaries. Planning to rock. Let me know what's too much for you, and I will give you some more. Jesus is my vaccine. When is silence silent? Artificial audience sounds in football stadiums.
Gay Korea, homophobia sparked by Seoul coronavirus cluster driven by Protestant right. May 15, 2020. Trek urged to divest from police business after bicycles used against Black Lives Matter protesters. Forbes, June 8, 2020. Mutual Aid Toolkit. Dean Spade. Anti-Asian racism, the slur I never expected to hear in 2020. New York Times, April 20th, 2020. Zoe Lennart's I Want a President. As hospitals prepare for COVID-19, life-saving trans surgeries are delayed. Vice, May 19, 2020. Sarah Ahmed, Feminist Killjoys blog. The standoff over DC's Black Lives Matter mural illustrated. DCist, June 12, 2020. Testo Junkie, Paul B. Preciado. Artist in Quarantine, Public Intellectuals and the Trouble with Empty Heroics, Art Agenda, May 20, 2020.
It's a lot of good reading, isn't it?
43.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Dear humans, this is a public service announcement from Rocco Brown, the dog, being translated by his human, MC Coble. Dear humans, I'm speaking to you from my kingdom of Majorna in Sweden. I just want to say, first, I've always found it really strange that humans, especially my human, pick up and then take away my poop. I'm not sure why they display this kind of behavior, but getting to my point of today's public service announcement, I want to extend a thank you, and I want to continue to promote the fact that you do not dispose of your poop in my kingdom. I appreciate and want to continue to support that you poop in my forest, in the alleyways of my streets, sometimes when I'm really lucky, in my staircase. This is all a very beneficial thing for me. So please, public service announcements, humans, don't use the toilet. Just poop. Just poop out in the public, out in the open, wherever you feel like it. And this isn't just because I think it's really, really tasty. It's not because of that. I mean, sometimes, yes, I indulge a little bit, but it's healthy. It's good for your bodies. It's natural. It will decompose. It doesn't take toilet paper. So please, please, public service announcement, do not poop in the toilets. In my kingdom, you can go anywhere out in public. Thanks a lot. This is Rocco Brown, the dog, signing off.
I mean, I don't know if this is a PSA or just an ad to make money.
Well, don't you think sometimes, I mean, if you think back to these, like, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs things, a lot of these old PSAs were not, I mean, they were capitalist. It was not always, like, for the public good.
It's true. It's true. Okay. So I'll just call it.
No, continue.
No, I was just saying, I'll call it after PSA.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, when we were talking about it before, I mean, they share so much of the structure of an ad. It is an ad. Like, a lot of its internal logic is an ad. I mean, it's who is the recipient, how do you package what you're saying to fit that target group the best.
71, 72.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Yeah. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
70.
Ooh la la.
Four.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
Never too late. National Coming Out Day. This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA. National Coming Out Day is on 11th of October. And it's never too late to come out. And let's remember that although LGBTIQ identities may seem to be accepted realities in 2020, studies measuring the global closet reveal a different reality. According to a study at the Yale School of Public Health, approximately 83% of those who identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual keep their orientation hidden from all or most of the people in their lives, a concealment that could have major implications for global public health. Concealment takes its toll through the stress of hiding that can contribute to depression and anxiety, substance abuse, and susceptibility to infectious disease. Concealment also keeps LGBTIQ folks away from each other and from adequate public health attention that can call for necessary law and healthcare changes. Despite such negative health consequences, in many places around the world, concealment and its stressors are safer than the alternative, says John Pachankis, associate professor at the Yale School of Public Health. Same-sex marriage is currently legal in 28 countries, while 43 provide protections against hate crimes based on sexual orientation. Same-sex sexual activity, however, is criminalized in 72 countries, including 8 where it is punishable by death. So, turn to your LGBTIQ friends on 11th of October and also on all the other days and celebrate them for having stepped through the threshold. It could save other lives that are still closeted. Be compassionate, be supportive, be woke.
Sorry.
We hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that has in a check, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting. Well, and then I see the disinfectant that knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors. But it sounds interesting to me.
Boys, eat more soy! Boys, eat more soy! Boys, eat more soy!
Soy boy, slang used to describe males who completely and utterly lack all necessary masculine qualities. This pathetic state is usually achieved by an overindulgence of emasculating products and or ideologies. The origin of the term derives from the negative effects soy consumption has been proven to have on the male physique and libido. The term is based on the presence of phytoestrogen contained in soybeans, which have led to conclude that soy products feminize men who consume them. The average soy boy is a feminist, non-athletic, and has never been in a fight, will probably marry the first girl that has sex with him, and likely reduces all his arguments to labeling the opposition as Nazis. See also cuck, beta or omega male, orbiter, kissless virgin, male feminist. Example. Man 1. If you kill your enemies, they win. Man 2. Shut the fuck up, soy boy.
99.
piano. Two. Piano. Three. Piano. Four. Piano. Five. Piano. Six. Piano. Seven. One. Oh. Eight. One. Oh. Nine. One. Oh. One. Ten. One. 11. One. 12. One. 13. One. 14. One. 15. One. 16. One. 17. One. 18. One. 19. One. 19. One. 19. Oh, 20. One. 20. 21. One. 22. One. 23. One. 1.
Let's all pee in the same toilet. Not at the same time, but down the same hole. The hole can be in a room. The room can have a door. The door can lock. On the door, we can have a picture that helps us to understand what to expect and what is expected of us when we enter this room. The picture on the door can be of a toilet. People with penises or vaginas or those who just don't give a shit. Let's come together because ultimately our number one and number two will end up together. Let's all pee in the same toilet. Not at the same time, but down the same hole.
Twenty-four. 24. One. 25. One twenty-six. 127. 128. 128. 120. 129. 131. 131. 131. 132. 133. Oh, I can't believe that. No, 130. I don't buy that. We need a recount. Have to do a recount. No, I'm taking this to court. See ya later.
The piece I have decided to record today is a text from 2008 when I took part in a project called Mornings in Mexico, which was a project curated by Stephen Lam and Tamar Guimaraes for the third Guangzhou Triennial. I decided to bring this piece out because it's actually not quite finished for me. And that is because I had made a recording of this, which was supposed to be made into a record with other text/voice pieces. And I had never received that record nor heard of it. And therefore, I am re-performing a reading of my piece that has the title How Form Grows Out of Spiritual Experience, itemized reading of D.H. Lawrence's Corasmin and the Parrots. I was asked by some people to read D.H. Lawrence's text. These people asked me to use the text as a stepping stone to an art project. The framework was to critique one of the international art events that happen in many cities every 2 or 3 or 4 years. This particular art event took place every 3rd year. The mission for 2008 was to say, quote, farewell to post-colonialism, end quote. I sat down and read the Lawrence text. I thought about post-colonialism, and I thought about farewells. I got a bit confused, so I read the Lawrence text again, but the confusion didn't dissipate, so I put the text away. I thought about the reality of reading and how the Lawrence text was inserted into my reading diet. I was wondering whether I would have read the text of my own choice. The conclusion was negative. Soon, I forgot about the Lawrence text and returned to my daily activities and to reading books I wanted to read and didn't have to read. Few weeks later, the same people sent me a note. They were asking whether I had read the Lawrence text and whether I had found an artistic link that could go from the Lawrence text to a critique on post-colonialism and farewells. I hadn't. So I sat down and read the Lawrence text. After I finished reading the story, I got hungry, so I made myself a tomato sandwich, hoping hunger assuaged will lead to finding the link between Lawrence and farewells and post-colonialism. I ate 3 sandwiches and read the Lawrence text 3 times, 1 reading per sandwich. I don't usually eat while reading because double consumption of food and text usually induces indigestion. But I broke the rule and was now riddled with a stomachache. The Lawrence text was not sitting so well in my belly. I wanted to get rid of it because the physical discomfort was exacerbated. I looked at the text and decided how I can dismantle it. Words listed in their order of appearance in the story. Adjectives: little, little, crumbly, deep, shady, little, wooden, grandly, little, down, grand, European, thin, fat, bob-haired, little, pleasant, fresh, enough, warm, enough, right, little, nearest, resinous, faint, said, faint, physical, each, curious, inexplicable, sunburned, other, little, languidly, some, tame, extraordinary, little, mechanically, commonplace, green, bluey, red, round, disillusioned, heavy, overhanging, intently, full, any, black, bent, drooping, hidden, little, more, funny.
I need to access an authorization code.
Own, powerless.
Please try one more time. To continue with your call, please choose one of the following options.
Behind,
to report something
more,
lost or stolen, press 9.
Tickling,
clumsy, for help with a checking or savings account,
slow,
press 1.
Higher,
for business, press
green,
2. Credit card, press
3.
Mocking, online banking,
able,
press 4.
Suave, prusik
please
acid,
say or enter your full account number.
Ridiculous, patent, confusion.
I don't have
little,
my account number.
Fat, curly, white, ago, slow, some, silent.
Okay,
unabashed,
please hold while I connect
yellow,
you. Your call
little,
may be monitored for quality
white,
assurance.
Sharp, dark.
For quality purposes,
all
your call may be recorded or monitored.
Hot,
right now,
cool,
we're helping other clients, and we're sorry
poor,
it's taking us longer
old,
to answer your
resigned,
call. We'll
resigned,
be with you as soon as
humble,
possible.
Strange,
if you can't wait, many questions can be answered by asking Erica,
straight,
our virtual
sharp,
assistant in our mobile
little,
banking app,
bushy,
or visit us
online.
We look forward to talking to you.
Vanished.
Spiteful, all associates
small,
are currently assisting
little,
other customers.
Curly,
your hold time is
small,
3 minutes.
Futile, little.
For your security, we are unable to complete your request until you are able to provide required information. You can also access your account or speak with an associate quickly by using the Bank of America mobile app. If you would like to continue, your call will be routed to our security and fraud prevention team to verify your account. However, there is currently an extended wait time for an associate.
Natural, long, unbroken.
If you have your account information and would like to enter it now, please press 1.
Revolving, whole, new, little, unwieldy, little, whole, clean, dark.
We are experiencing high call volume. Your hold time is approximately 4 to 6 minutes. For fastest service, please download our mobile app or visit bankofamerica.com.
Wine glass. Wine glass.
Don't have a mobile app.
Thank you for holding. In order to protect your privacy, please have your account information available.
White. New. White. Ancientest. Terrific. Wild. First. Said. Sad. Whole. Vast.
At Bank of America, your information security is of the utmost importance. Please have your account information available prior to speaking with our representative for authentication purposes.
Little, feathery, little, old, new, old.
Don't forget, you can also access your account 24 hours a day with the Bank of America mobile app. You are holding for our security and fraud prevention team to verify your account. However, there is currently an extended wait time for an associate.
Old, dispossessed, vanished.
If you have your account information and would like to enter it now, please press 1.
Posed, old, new, fool, brown, old, ineffectual, old, night spotted, old, huge, mercifully, great, big, all, unnecessary, little, naked, old, new, terrible, unheard of, deep, little, white, curly, naked, two-legged, naked, spellbound, other, oldest, dethroned, all, more, new, little, new, new, cleverest, good, old, invisible, other, clever, obedient, same, different, good, more, funny, wrong, obscene, much, other, no, yellow, quite, right,
I see you're calling from a other, phone number we don't have on file.
Inside,
to make
other,
future calls faster
even,
and easier,
just,
would you like to
other,
add this phone number to
flat,
your profile?
Saucer eyes.
Yes, yes.
Veiled.
To continue, I'll need a little more information. Please say or enter the last 4 digits of your ATM debit
wrong,
card number.
Wrong, other, wiser.
No, I don't
clear,
have it.
Yellow, full, other.
Your ATM debit card ends in
adverb.
Is that right?
Away, rather,
yes,
round, inwards, there, so,
okay,
about.
Phone number
all,
updates can also be
when,
done online at bankofamerica.com
still, but then,
by selecting
always,
profiles
just,
and settings
just,
at the top of
then,
the screen.
Next,
to save
just,
time when
even
speaking
when
with an
still
associate,
rather,
I'll need
even
some information from
quite
your debit
now,
card.
Yet so rather
what's
exactly,
the 3-digit security code on the back of your debit card?
Very, always, always.
No,
then,
I don't have
perhaps
it.
Perhaps rather suddenly. Such involuntarily, so absolutely, so innocent, so adorable, not only exactly, too, only about, unspeakably, not even so devilishly, right away,
sure,
again,
Mary Coble,
C-O-B-L-E, not allowed, too, even all, not more slowly, successively, so subtly,
I'm trying to access my
again,
online
about
banking,
no,
and it's saying that I need an authorization
up,
code,
no, under, no,
but the
again,
numbers that I have
so
listed
now,
are
up, down,
my U.S.
Down,
numbers,
no,
and I'm in Sweden
absolutely,
right now.
About, out, up,
so
up,
I, it looks like I just needed a call
together,
to get some kind of authorization code so I could
page 15,
go into my bank
however,
account.
Once here, no,
yes,
just why, no, about
that,
other,
so
other, another, no,
that,
another, no,
you have a
never.
International number, they don't actually send the code, that it has to be U.S. number.
Other,
so I can
sometimes,
provide it over the phone
even,
today, that's
just
no problem
other,
at all.
Out,
okay.
Other, either, also, other, even other.
Many questions can be answered by asking Erica, our virtual assistant in our mobile banking app.
Questions. What is the normalization of fascism for you?
Please hold while I connect you. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Do you feel scared, apathetic, vulnerable?
To continue, I'll need a little more information.
Are you powerless? Does privilege prevent you from direct political engagement?
Let's see.
How can radical empathy be practiced to examine violence and hate?
Articles. The, un, the, 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 un, the, the, un, the, 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 page 15, the conjunctions. And where and then like or and so because, and, because, and, as, and, where, and, because, when, and, but, and, like, and, when, that, and, than, and, but that, and, that, and, now, and, now, when, and, with, and, with, and, as, when, and, when, and, but, only, with, that, before, and, because, and then, and, like, and, with, that, and, then, and, nor, but, and, but, when, and, but, and, like, page 10, and, like, when, then, and, then, and, then, when, and, then, and, like, then, like, and, then, with, when, and, only, and, when, and, then, and, only, and, but, and, nor, because, and, whereas, so, like, and, like, and, like, and, when, and, that, and, but, and, so, then, and, but, and, when, but, so, and, that, if, when, and, but, like, and, then, and, neither, and, that, and, that, and, with which, but, and, with, and, so, but, then, and, as, when, with, but, then, when. Idiom and interjections. After all, out of her own, more and more. Oh, oh, yap, 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 woof, woof, yap, 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 yap. Oh, no, so far that is going bust, bang, nothing but pop, apart from bang, what? Oh, out of, above all, so to speak, ye gods, yap, yap. Oh, oh, perro, perro, oh. Hello? Why? Perro, perro. Oh, as if, no, one, perro, as, oh, perro. Pedro, yap, yap, yap. Pedro, 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 Pedro. Noun and proper noun. Jasmine.
Public
town.
Service announcement.
Mexico. Town. South. Republic.
We are all waiting.
Town, adobe, house, sides, garden, patio, this house, spot, veranda, trees, onyx, table, rocking chairs, chair, pot, pen,
all agents are currently
letters,
assisting other customers.
Morning,
please remain
Mexico,
on the line and our next
individual
bit.
No, I don't have it.
Exercise. Titles, Future America Situation, Pity, Person, Chair, Bed, Stenographer, Moth, Paper, Fountain Pen, Morning, Mexico, Sun, Winter, Doors, Christmas, Week, Smell, Carnations, Smell, Smell,
all agents are currently
Smell, Coffee,
Please remain on the line and our next available agent will be with you as soon as possible.
Mexico, Mexico scent, human being, this scent, resin, perspiration, earth, urine, things, folks, male, natives, cordon, women, entranceway, parrots, trees, parrots, affect logs, pear, birds, bits, eyes, noses, pear, Rosalino, patio, twig, room, vent, moment, head, parrots, Rosalino, this, little more so, eyes, Rosalino, patio, twig, broom, leaves, heaps, cloud, obscurity, Indian whistle, morning, energy, chatter, legs, beaks, claws, bow, buds, sun, voices, Pedro, 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 dog, Pedro, dog, creature, sarcasm, voice, human being, dog, diaphragm, heads, dog, carassman, carassman, dog, sun, minute, veranda, tree, precipitation, all,